Weather, war, politics, and more are begging for revisiting my April 12, 2018 column on our coffee companion Linda Kavalin Popov's wisdom on the timely virtue of endurance. Her blog post reminded me of the scripture verse, "Consider him who endured such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart," Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3. Linda Kavalin Popov, author of The Family Virtues Guide, is a psychotherapist who draws widely from the world's religious and cultural traditions to promote community healing. Her blog post, The Gethsemane Secret, November 12, 2017, recalls Jesus' prayerful struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane only hours before his crucifixion. About his confrontation with adversity, she notes that Jesus ultimately prays, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine, be done." In such trust, Linda sees a transformational example for us. In our own Gethsemane times, we must know what we feel, acknowledge what we wish, yet be open to our destiny. To trust even in the darkest times, that the divine has a greater plan for us than we have for ourselves, is our true soul work. It leads to resurrection, the fulfillment of our purpose and our joy. This is about endurance, she says. Endurance is our ability to withstand adversity and hardship. When trouble comes, endurance gives us the strength to stay the course. Linda's words are timely reminders. Disheartened by headlines? Storms and darkness in our own lives? Bewildered? Tempted to give up? As Linda says, we don't give up or feel hopeless about ourselves. Yes, with endurance we can stay the course. Or, as Rodgers and Hammerstein put it, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. Walk on, with hope in your hearts, and you'll never walk alone. Copyright 2024 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com. www.coffeewithwarren.com